Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Last time we spoke, you said you were trying to sell the apartment building on Penrose. Did you manage to sell it yet?
Actually, my wife talked me into keeping it. It's in a great location. It's got long-term renters. And, you know, we decided the money was too good to walk away from.
So you're not retiring after all. How about your other buildings? Are you still looking to get out of the business, or do you plan to keep it going a while longer?
Number 32. What does the woman want to know about the man? Number 33. What did the man do? Number 34. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I need to use my phone while I'm in Belgrade. I've heard I can buy SIM cards at the airport, but it's cheaper in town. Do you know anything about that?
It's true. The airport has a Europhone store, but they do try to sell you the most expensive plan they can. What I always do is go to their website, find a plan, and then print it out and give it to the guys in the store. They've never given me trouble.
That's a great idea. I only need service for the week.
Number 35. What is the woman's main concern? Number 36. What can be inferred about the man? Number 37. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I've got this plant growing everywhere. It's invaded half the garden, covered the shed. Look at this. It's eaten the fence between me and my neighbor.
Do you know what this is? It's kudzu. I saw it everywhere when I lived in Japan. It's an amazing plant. Really, you can steam it, boil it, eat the roots, pickle the flowers.
Are you kidding me? I hate this thing. The problem is it grows so fast, and it creates all this shade, you see? I can't grow anything near it because it blocks out the sun.
Number 38. What is learned about the woman? Number 39. According to the woman, what is the plant used for? Number 40. What does the man say about the plant? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I noticed from your organizational chart that the marketing department reports to the head of sales.
Yes, that's right. Marketing create the marketing strategies, and in turn, the sales staff gives them feedback about how the strategies are working. They also give them information about customers, which helps shape the marketing strategy.
That's a little different from what I'm used to. In our company, marketing's more about identity and branding and less about sale.
Yeah. Here they're tied together pretty closely.
Number 41. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 42. What does the sales staff provide? Number 43. What is probably true about the woman? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you been paid yet?
I just called my bank, but the money still hasn't shown up. It's getting close to 5.
Payday is always on the last day of the month. Monday is the 31st.
All this time, I thought we were paid on the last Friday of the month. That's a problem for me. I need that money so I can pay some bills.
Well, see if you can put off paying those bills till next week. But don't worry about getting paid. There's always an email letting you know when the money is being transferred to your account.
Number 44. What did the man misunderstand? Number 45. What can be inferred about the man? Number 46. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
You know what Empire wants me to do? They want me to go back to the office and sign some kind of end of contract agreement. You believe that? First, they let me go.
Yeah, you need to do that.
What? Why do I have to do that? My work there is finished. I don't particularly want to go all the way across town to do their paperwork.
But if you don't do it, they're going to continue to have you under contract. And that can cause trouble when you try to get new work. Believe me, it's in your interest.
Number 47. What can be inferred about the man? Number 48. What does the woman tell the man he should do? Number 49. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Believe me, it's in your interest"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Maggie, do you think you'll be seeing George? I've left several messages, but he still hasn't replied.
Are you trying his new number or his old one? His work gave him some fancy new phone and it's got a new number. Not sure he's even checking his old line.
Ah, I didn't know that. Do you happen to have his number on you? I need to touch base with him.
Sorry, not on me. But if it's important, I can call into the office and see if someone there has it.
Number 50. What does the man claim to have done? Number 51. What does the man learn about George? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
You went on a business trip, didn't you? How was it?
Actually, we were on different trips. I went with Steve to meet some new clients. Sally, you were somewhere down south, right?
Atlanta. It was an awards event. We sponsored it, so I spent the weekend on a stage all dressed up, acting as a hostess. It was pretty fun, to tell the truth.
Sounds fun.
Ours wasn't too bad either. Our meeting was at a beach resort. I mean, it was mostly work, but we played a little golf, ate good food.
Well, let's see. I did the laundry on Saturday. Took my son to his soccer game. They lost. Dinner was cold.
Number 53. What was the man's mistake? Number 54. What do both women say about their trips? Number 55. Why does the man say,
"Well, let's see. I did the laundry on Saturday, took my son to his soccer game."
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Did you see that email from Bradley? He seems to have decided he's the boss. Now, telling people what to do. I don't even know how to respond.
Actually, he is managing the project now. I guess you haven't heard, but Stacy quit. Maria's had to move people around, but the end result is that Bradley's now managing several of her projects.
What? She just left? What happened?
She got some new job and just dropped everything. Maria's planning on emailing everyone, but believe me, Bradley's not the bad guy here.
Number 56. What does the man comment on? Number 57. What does the woman say caused the problem? Number 58. What does the woman imply about the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Our company is looking to hire a consultant to help with contracts and legal issues. We've spoken to one guy, but he wants to charge a 20% fee. That seems high, doesn't it?
Depends. If he's bringing in new clients, it's okay, but not for routine legal work like this.
Sorry, but 20% of what? I mean, if he's writing contract, what's he charging a percentage of?
I don't understand that either.
Have you considered hiring him by the hour? What's he charge?
I was going to suggest that too. I know the hourly rate for lawyers is expensive, but it might be cheaper in the long run.
I'll look into that.
Number 59. Why does the woman's company want to hire a consultant? Number 60. What do the speakers find confusing about the consultant? Number 61. What do the men suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
We thought a long time before deciding to acquire such a well-known company. We understood there'd be challenges.
Like what?
Like the name. Everyone knows Stanley's brand. What do we do with such a famous label? Do we start selling everything under our company name or keep the Stanley brand going?
So what are you going to do? Is the Stanley brand going to be phased out?
Yes, but not immediately. We're going to continue to sell Stanley's main products under the Stanley name for a while. Some of the lesser-known products, though, we're changing those immediately.
You're going to have quite a job on your hands.
Number 62. What did the woman's company recently do? Number 63. What is the woman's company thinking of doing? Number 64. What does the man mean when he says,
"You're going to have quite a job on your hands"?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
New stocks coming in next month, and we need to get rid of some current inventory to make room. How have we been doing in terms of sales?
Doing well. We're at a point where we've made enough money that we can reduce prices and clear out the rest. Only one or two items haven't kept pace.
Great! Let's just put them all on sale. Obviously, the items that are selling worst, we can discount more. Are we going to take a loss on anything?
No, we'll recover our costs, at least. We can afford to clear them at, I don't know, 20 to 50% off. Sound okay?
Perfect. Let's go with that for a couple of weeks, and for the last couple of weeks, we can reduce them further.
Number 65. What does the woman tell the man? Number 66. What does the man suggest doing? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which item has sold the worst? Question 68 through 70. Refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, Jeff. Just want you to know my plane arrived and I'm about to catch the bus to my hotel. Will I see you there?
I'm going to stay home till you're in. We have plenty of time before we need to meet the others. Do you know what time your bus arrives?
The ride's a little over half an hour. I should be there about 5:35. Does that work for everyone?
Definitely. I'm near the university. So why don't you just ring me after you check in? I'll be 10 minutes away, and we can walk to the restaurant from your hotel.
Sounds good.
Number 68. What can be inferred about the speakers? Number 69. What is the woman going to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. At which stop will the woman be getting off?